veteran and you know, having gone through all the seasons here, he's ready to go. We think he's as good as anybody in the league, and you know, he's had a great fall camp. He's a captain. He's taken an awful lot of leadership under his wings, and you know, we're very excited about the way he'll play.
Coach Curley is on the phone with us here on Mix 93 Huskies Drive Time. Game time is 1 o'clock on Saturday against the Walsh. It's GLIAC action to open up the season. First two games are at home for Michigan Tech football. As you go into this first game, Coach, a lot of guys returning on the offense. We've got a lot of special teams, key guys returning there. We've got some really key guys on defense, but there's still some great battles, I know, going on for starting positions. Is there one area of the Huskies game going into this first week where you're most anxious about as far as figuring out how we're going to be?
Well, you know, if you would say, we lost more starters on our defensive football team than we did the offensive side, so there's, you know, always a little anxiety there. I think we're very talented over there. We probably will play, you know, maybe as many as four redshirt freshmen there. Could start a couple of them there. So that's always, you know, some nervousness with young people. We think they're going to be really good players, but, you know, until you put them, you know, under fire on that stage, you know, and see how they play.
What about that free safety position, Coach? Has anything kind of cleared up? Is the muddy water cleared up at all as far as the three guys that were really battling for that number one spot?
Well, Derek Single right now will start. Drew Marion will come in and play a lot. And, of course, when we go to our third down and our nickel stuff where we play two safeties, so they'll both play there a lot. And then, you know, Graham Hubble, who'd been nursing an injury, is back, and we think he'll play probably this week. It might be in a team situation, but you know, all three of those young people are going to play football for us this fall.
Talk a little bit about the kicking position again, Coach, because I know the fans like to know who their kicker is when they're not just on kickoffs, but whoever is kicking field goals for points. It's such a crucial part of the game in the D2. Remind people who they can expect out there.
Well, right now, you know, Josh King returns as the placement guy. He'll at this point handle all of our you know, extra points and field goals. And then the young man who was kind of third for us last year, Austin Chimurik, has come back and you know, really added some leg strength. And early in the camp, when we were, you know, timing and clocking and measuring, you know, our kickoffs and stuff like that, he was consistently 5 or 6 yards deeper than the other two young people. So right now he's earned the opportunity that you know, he will kick off for us, you know, in the first ball game. We'll see how that goes.
All right, Coach. Well, everybody's excited about the VIP 4-packs, and they are still on sale. Still have time to get them. The first two games are at home, and I know you say this every year, how important it is for you guys to walk up that that ramp to the opening gate there and see that whole corner of the stadium, if you will, packed and smoke up in the air, and you know, everybody having a good time.
That is really exciting. You know, when you bring a team onto that field and you see that and know that there's, you know, the excitement, the adrenaline, and, you know, people want to see you play. That and you know, we warm up in that end, you know, down there for a reason, because we want our players around and to see that, and for those people that are in that pavilion to be able to see our team up close and watch us warm up and get ready to play.
Coach, have you had any influence yet on your team's warm-up music? Will there be any Rolling Stones or you know, Bob Dylan this year?
You know, I was walking down the hallway yesterday and one of our good fans came up and said, you know, I went to the scrimmage the other night. And I said, "Did you like?" He goes, "I hate your music." So, you know, I don't know what to do. But you know what I should do? I think you should pick out. I think I should let you do it, because you're as good at talent in music, Dirk, as anybody. So why don't you throw about a 10-song selection there, and we'll play it. But it better be, you know, it better be the R or GP rated.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, we got to pump up the team, so they have to have what they want, right?
Well, that's what I've always said. But you know, I've always heard that expression: if it's too loud, you're too old. And right now, I'm afraid I'm getting closer to being too old.
Coach, you're not too old, and we cannot wait. Game time, 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon against Walsh. Our pregame, Range Bank pregame, starts at 11:30 from the VIP tailgate party. Go to the SDC, call the SDC, go online today. and get your VIP four packs. Again, we stress that businesses, this is really what you should do. It's such a great deal, and it makes you look really good, too, when you give them away to your employees or clients. So VIP four packs on sale. Get to the game Saturday, and root on the Huskies, 1 o'clock from Sherman Field against Walsh. Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, guys. You have a good day.
That's Coach Tom Curley here on Mix 93, and we will be back with more Huskies Drive Time in just a moment here on the Dirk Side.
Skies will be partly cloudy this morning, then become mostly sunny this afternoon with a high around 74 and northwest winds blowing at 5 to 10. Overnight tonight, clear skies, low around 54. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high around 68, north winds at 5 to 15. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low around 56. And for Thursday, partly cloudy with a high around 66, northeast winds blowing at 5 to 10. This is Mix 93 meteorologist John D.
Express Self-Storage, located in the Copper Country Mall.
Classroom situation without success.
I don't want to go to school today.
Discover the Upper Peninsula Virtual Academy, an accredited Michigan public school offering online courses to all UP K-12 students. The UPVA provides personal and flexible educational experiences. Students study at their own pace, assisted by a certified teacher mentor who monitors progress and grades, as well as a content expert teacher to answer class questions. Unlike other for-profit online schools who focus more on the bottom line, UPVA is a not-for-profit school based right here in the UP. So you can be confident in the program. UPVA is tuition-free and encourages creativity, curiosity, and discovery while instilling confidence, character, responsibility, and independence. Sound like a better educational fit for your child? Space is limited. Visit upva.net to start the enrollment process today. The Upper Peninsula Virtual Academy. Engage students, exceptional outcomes.
Back to Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Michelle Jacob, head coach of the Michigan Tech Soccer Program, is ready to go and all set for her first drive time of the season, as it is the first drive time of the 2016-2017 campaign, and getting set for a couple of big games at home this weekend. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. I am great. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Coach says she has her coffee all ready to go this morning, so she's going to be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and ready to go. Talk a little bit about, if you could, Coach, the scrimmages and how everybody is looking going into this this first big weekend.
Sure. We had a couple scrimmages. We were able to play some club teams. And, you know, the first couple weeks has definitely been kind of just a learning experience. We have 11 new freshmen and then a big returning group. So with 30 on our roster, trying to acclimate the new players into the system that we're playing. They showed tremendous growth over the first 2 weeks that we had them during preseason. Scrimmages, I thought we did good. We had a bunch of different people putting goals in, which is a positive, a real positive for our program. We're really looking for some creativity from our players, and they started to show some glimpses of it. So I think it was a good way to lead into, you know, the big week that we have ahead.
Friday, you got your first home game against Winona State, Sunday against St. Cloud. Can you talk about your home schedule? I know last year you might have got the short end of the stick with home matches, but this year you got a full schedule of them. Can you just talk about your home schedule?
Yeah, you're right. Last year was a very short stick. last year we were only home 3 weekends, and actually this year now it has flipped, so we get to only have to travel about 3 weekends, which is really nice. Our schedule this year is incredibly strong. The strength of schedule, you know, Winona, St. Cloud, Bemidji, Duluth. So those are our first 2 weekends, and those are all going to be big games for us. But I think it's a good way to lead us into our regular season games. Winona, I think after we had played them last year, and at halftime we were up 2-0. Actually, not at halftime. With about 10 seconds left of halftime, they scored on us. So it was 2-1 going into half, and we ended up losing the game 3-2, and it left it burned a lot. And so I think for our girls, for the girls that remember that game, I'm sure that they're rearing to go to get another chance at them. They're a very strong team. They've always placed well in their division, and they've made it to the NCAA tournament. So it'll be a great opening match for us, but. We're looking forward to just being home so much more and being in front of our own fans, sleeping in our own beds. and not have to be spending so much time on that bus. So I'm really excited about our schedule. I think it's really helpful, for the longevity of the team and the program this season.
Coach, obviously some big games in the GLIAC, and you want to win that GLIAC championship, but how important are these early season games against good competition where maybe at the end of the year, when it comes down to maybe an at-large bid to the national